Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Brachot Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. We have a relatively long podcast. We're going to cover two daf in this final podcast of the sixth parak, picking up in the middle of the Gemara, dealing with the issue of bracha and smells, the source of which we're going to get to in the middle of this. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmiyah, Me'ematam Vachin Al Hareach. At what point do you make a smell on a bracha on smells? And the issue here is smells that are created by burning something like an incense. Mishita alat timrato, the minute that the column of smoke comes up. I'm Rabbi Zera the Rava Bar Yirmiyah. So now Rabbi Zera turned to Rabbi Yirmiyah, who had quoted him just now, and said, "Halo ka'arach," and he said, Rabbi Zera quoted Rabbi Yirmiyah, and then he asked his Rebbe, "But you didn't smell it yet." You make hamotzi, but you haven't yet eaten. The idea is you're about to eat, so you make the bracha. You're intending to make the smell, to smell it, so therefore you make the bracha before. This goes back to Rav. It goes to Ziri. All of the mugmarot, which are these incenses that they would burn, you make the bracha atse besamim, because evidently they all come from bark or something. Chutz mimusk shemen chayahu, shemin chayahu. Musk, which is from an animal. Rachin alav borei mine besamim. So there are different brachot here on smells. Atse besamim, mine besamim, meitevei. Ein rachin borei atse besamim, ela ala far simon shel beit rebbe. Only the, perhaps persimmon, beautiful smells that came that Rebbe had in his house or in his garden. V'ala far simon shel beit kesar, that was in the Caesarea. V'ala hadasha b'chol makom en hadasim. But otherwise, the bracha is never atzei b'samim. Those are the exception. The answer is tiyufta. You're right. That repudiated the earlier ruling. V'al chis tov yitzchak. Hai mashchan afar simon mam v'chin alei. What do you say on persimmon oil? Amar lei hachem Rav Yehuda borei shemen artzeinu. So he had a special bracha, the oil of our land. Well, bar minei de Rabbi Yehuda, and evidently this is not Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the chaviv alei Eretz Yisrael, because he loved Eretz Yisrael so much, and he had the special bracha. Plus, if you remember, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who has the very specialized and specificated brachot. L'chulei almamai, what would everybody else say? Amar le'achem Rabbi Yochanan borei shemen arev. He creates the oil, which is sweet-smelling. Rada Barava, hai kasharta mevarchin alave borei itse atse besamim. Ava mashcha kivisha lo. So, saying, what's the bracha that said on kasharta, which is kind of a particular oil that has a good smell, then you make the bracha borei atse besamim. But if you have mashcha kivisha, which is the thing is inside of the oil itself, then you don't make the bracha. But if it's something that's ground up, and it's this white sweet smelling thing is ground up low, Nardei Amri Afilu Mashcha Tchina, the Nardei would say, even if it was the ground up thing. Or if Gidol Amarav, Hay Samlak Amarchin Aleve Borei Atse Besamim. Samlak Rashi says is jasmine. It's atzei b'samim. Rav Hanan Rav Rav Hani Chalfi Diyam Varchin Alayu Borei atzei b'samim. This kind of scent, which might be spikenard, that you make the bracha atzei b'samim. Amar Mezutra Maikra. What's the pasuk? V'hi Elatam Hagaga V'titpaneim B'fishtei Ha'etz. So you see that pishtim could be called a tree. This is something we saw in the second paragraph of Shabbat, also in a different context about tumah. Hai narkom de ginunita v'rechan alei borei b'satzei b'samim, but the davra borei ispei b'samim. So this narkis, you see that it depends where it is, what the bracha is. Hashem shirani sigli m'varchin alavayu, this is some sort of another flower or something that gives forth a nice scent. Borei ispei b'samim, because it's a flower. Marzutra hai man de morach petrogo b'chavusha omer v'shabaruch shantan merach tov b'perot. But if you smell, it's an etrog or something else which has a fruit, which has a good smell. There's another bracha, Baruch Shanatan Reach Tov Baperot. I'm Rav Yehuda. This is a halacha that we're familiar with. Haman de Nafik Biyomi Nisan. If you walk out in the spring, V'chaze ilane de kamalav levin. You see trees which are starting to give forth buds of fruit. Omer baruch shaloch yisera al amok klum v'rabo b'riot tovot v'ilanot tovot v'inahot b'hen b'nei adam. Somewhat longer bracha than usual. And there's not brachot hanen in the sense of you're about to take pleasure from it, but you're thanking God that he has everything in his world and these beautiful trees. How do we know you make a bracha on smells? Shinamar kol ha-nishama tahalelya, meaning ezer of arshan shaman nehenet menu. So what is it that the soul, the spirit, benefits from and praises God? Vena gufen enem, but the body does. And avimah zareach, that smell. Rezutu bartuv yamarav, atidim bachorei Yisrael shiitnu reach tov kalavanon. That ultimately, in the Yemeto Mashiach, perhaps, the young men of Israel are going to smell sweetly like the Levanon, Shinemar, Yalchu Yon Kotav, meaning the young man, V'yichazai Todo, V'reach Lo Kalvanon. Razutu Bartuvi Amarat, Maidichti, V'atakol Asai Yafeh Beito, every God made everything perfect in its time, Melamed Shekol Achad V'chad, Yipalo Kodesh Baruch Humnato B'fanav, that God made everyone like the profession they were going to go into, so that we would have people doing everything. Papa Hanu Damriinchi, if you put a gourd in front of a chazir, so he'll already know what to do. In other words, everybody kind of, and he'll roll it into the trash and the dung heap and play with it, because that's what he typically does. In other words, everybody has their own way of doing things, even the animals, and God made it that way so that the world would have all the things that it needed. Razutra v'tuvia marav, avuka kishnoim, V'yareach kishlosha. This is now the connection here is, of course, Rav Zutra Bartuvia quoting Rav. So that's the one connection. And avuka, a torch, is like two people, meaning a man holding a torch is considered like two people. For what purpose? We'll see. And if the moon is out, it's like there's three people. And so this is, as far as Mazikim goes, we saw in the first parak that Mazikim don't affect two people, and in certain places they will affect two, but not three. Ibayalu avuka kishnaim bahadi today. Does an avuka mean the torch is like two, including you? Or duma avuka kishnaim varmi today? Does it mean that the torch is like two besides you? Toshma v'yareach kishlosha. Because it said that the moon is like three. Yamar bishlava bahadi today. If you mean it includes you, so shapir. Why would you need four? Meaning the moon counting as three plus you one. One person, a mazik, will show up to and hurt. Two, he'll show up to, but he won't damage, hurt. Once it's three, he won't show up at all. So you see that the most you would need is three. So if you say the arech is three, that must mean the arech plus you. So therefore, the torch, when you hold a torch, it's like there's two people there. So this may go back as far as Rashbi. This is a sugya which, of course, belongs in Bav Metzia, in the sugya of Onat Dvarim. It's brought here again because Rav Zutra of Artuvia, quoting Rav, is one of the three possible trade-in sequences that we have reporting this. How do we know that it's better that a person should throw himself into a fiery oven rather than embarrass somebody else? Mitamar, Shtrahim Utseit, etc. Tamar was brought out, and she did not embarrass Yehuda and say, you're the father of this child, but rather gave the simanim and say, do you recognize these? Okay, back to the issue of smells. Tanu Rabbanan, Heviu lefanav shemen v'hadas. So, just as we had the issue of kedima bebrachot with different kinds of food, we had a machloket. Is the machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim only if they have the same bracha, even if they have different brachot, if they brought you sweet-smelling oil and a myrtle? But Shamim v'archal ha-shemen v'chakach v'archal ha-das. But Shamim says you first make the bracha on the shemen, shemen arev, or barim nesamim, and then the hadas poreat seva samim. Vitilam rim varchal hadas v'chakach v'archal ha-shemen. The opposite order. Megamliel ani achria. Rabbi Gamliel said, I'll settle it. Shemen zachinu l'recho v'sachinu l'sichato. Oil has two things. It has a nice smell, and we can rub it on our bodies and anoint ourselves with it. Hadas, l'recho zachinu l'sichato lo zachinu. The hadas, all we get is its smell. And so therefore, he would side in favor of Beit Shammai, saying the Shemen first. Miochan alacha kedivrei machria. He said, we rule like the machria, which is Rabbi Gamliel in this case. Papa ikol veravuna berei dravika. Aitu the kamayu shemen vahadas. So they exactly brought those two things out. This is evidently at the end of the meal. Shakra papa barecha hadas pereisha. Vahada barecha shemen. He did like Beit Hillel. Amrele lo savmar halacha kedivrei machria. Don't you hold from Yochanan's statement that we rule here like Rabbi Gamliel? Rava ruled that we rule like Beit Hillel. V'lohi, l'shtamute nafshehu d'avad. Rav Papa really realized he'd made a mistake. He should have made the bracha on the shemen first. But instead, he quoted Rava saying, Alachak Beit Hillel, but the ruling here really is like Beit Shammai. Tan Rabbanan, hivyu lifneihem shemen v'yayin. Now it's not two smells. It's shemen and yayin to drink. Beit Shammai omrim ocheiz ha-shemen b'imino v'tayayin v'smelo. So you hold the oil in the right hand, the wine in the left hand. Mevarech al ha-shemen, you make the bracha on the shemen and smell it. V'chozem varech al ha-yayin and drink it. Beit Hillel omrim ocheiz ha-yayin b'imino v'tayayin v'smelo. He just flips it. Varech al ha-yayin v'chozem varech al ha-shemen. Has the yayin first. V'tacho b'rosh ha-shamash. We'll see why this is. He takes the oil and that he has on his hands. What are you going to do with it afterwards? He puts it on the head of the servant. But if the servant himself is Taman Chacham, he puts it on the wall. Because it's not appropriate for Taman Chacham to walk around with those sweet smells on. We'll see why. Tanu Rabbanan. There's six things that are degrading for Taman Chacham. He shouldn't walk out all perfumed. Not to walk around. We'll see each one of these things taken apart. He should not walk around alone at night. He shouldn't walk around in patched up shoes. He shouldn't speak with any of women in the marketplace. He should not recline or join a party of Amei Haaretz. He shouldn't be the last guy into the Beit Midrash. He shouldn't take a big step. Nor should he walk around haughty and straight up. Let's see what these are. These six or possibly eight things. This is only in places where there's a concern about homosexuality, because evidently that was a style of homosexuals then, and therefore the concern was that he might be one of them. And he says that's only if it's on his garment. If it's on his body, it's just to get rid of perspiration or bad smells. Our papa, he says his hair is like a garment where it's asur. The other version is it's like his body, and it's there to get rid of bad smells, so therefore it's mutar. The second thing is not to walk around alone at night. Because it looks like he's going to meet some woman or in some way do something nefarious. But that's only if he doesn't have a set time for learning that everyone knows about. If he has a set seder to learn with somebody every night at 7 o'clock, then everybody knows that's where he's going. He shouldn't walk out with patched up shoes. It's degrading for Taman Chacham to walk out in patched up shoes. He himself did so. Well, the real problem is when it's like patchwork on patchwork. Everybody in those days, by the time the winter came around, by the time the summer came around, their shoes would be kind of threadbare and torn up, and they'd have patches on them. But to have patches on patches, that's sort of degrading. But this is only true with which part of the shoe? With the front part of the shoe. But the heel, it's not a problem for it to be patched up. And even the front part, that's only if you're out on the street. But if you're in the house and you're wearing slippers that are patched up, that's okay. This is, by the way, only in the summer. In the winter, so a lot of people, it's covered up by the mud, because they didn't have paved roads, and therefore it's not an issue. Okay, the fourth one is, you shouldn't talk to a woman in the marketplace. Even his own wife. Even his daughter. His sister. People don't know who his relatives are. He's talking to a woman. The fact that he knows it's his wife or his daughter, other people don't know that, and it looks unseemly. My time, why should he not be at a meal with Amei Haaretz? The ma'atim shuchim batrayu, because he might get influenced by them. People call him a poshef. He's the last one into the Beit Midrash. He's like a bad guy, like a bum. Shomrim afle efsi apsi agasai. Shouldn't take big steps. Tamar psi agasai until achad mechamesh miyot memor enav shel adam. If you take big steps, it could weaken your eyesight by a measure of 1/500th. Maita kante. So how do you fix it if you did that? Lehadri kiddush de beishimshi. When you have the wine at kiddush on Shabbat, that the kiddush on Shabbat in the evening, that wine evidently restores your eyesight. Alech bekomaz kufa, and you shouldn't walk with an upright carriage. Da'amam alech bekomaz kufa, filo abramot kiilu dochek magli ashchina. Dechtiv malokol aretz kvodo. Somebody walks with an upright carriage, it's like he's pushing the shechina out of the way, because the shechina fills the entire earth. Okay, the next mishnah. Which is Mishnah Zayin. Heviu lefanav maliach tchila ufatimo. Let's say at the beginning of the meal, they brought him some salty fish, and they brought some bread with it. And here, the fish is the main thing, and the bread was just to take away some of the sting. You say shakol niyavir on the fish, and that exempts the bread. Shapat feila lo, because the bread is secondary to it. Zehaklal, what's the rule? When you have something that's the main piece and secondary to it, you make the bracha on the main piece. Where do you have a food where the maliach, the salty thing, is the ikar and the bread is secondary? We're talking about people who eat the fruit, so it's not fish necessarily, but the fruit from the Kinneret area. Rachana ki avi azlin and batrei de Rabbi Yochanan, I would follow Rabbi Yochanan in the Galil. Lamecha perot kinosar, kevin and bemea, when there were 100 of us, kinale lochocha rachada sara sara, each one of us would take 10. Kevin and beasar, if there were 10 of us, man kinale kolachad rachad mea mea, each of us would take 100. That's 1,000 fruits, all of us. Vacho mea minayu, mazik lehutsana bartlata soy, each 100 of them would fill up a basket that was like 3 sa'ah, v'achal mistabba delo times yuna. And mistabba delo times yuna. We would eat them all up and we would swear that we hadn't tasted anything. It was so light. So yuna sakadaitach ala ema mizona. So Rabbi Avahu achal ada visharik le dudva mi afute. He ate so much that the honey was coming out. It was dripping out from his mouth. Amir Vasi, Havi Achli Adonatar Mazayu. They started sweating there, we knew so much. Malakish, Havi Achil Adonmarid. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nasiyah, Rabbi Shadrile, Rabbi Yura Nasiyah, Balushe, Abatre, Umaita Vete. So more of these stories about the extent and the beauty of the Perot Kinosar, the Perot of the Galil, that Rabbi Shimon Lakish would get a little bit crazy, like a sugar high, evidently. And Rabbi Yochanan sent a message to the Beit Hanasi, and they would send all sorts of people to, this is how they brought Rabbi Reish Lakish back home. Ki'atu Rav Dimi Amar, so Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Irachat Italo Liyanai Hamelech Bar Hamelech. Har Melech is this place that Alexander Yanai evidently had a whole bunch of towns. He had one city there, Shemot Simi Menu Shishimi Bo Safalei, Tarit Lekotetze Tenim Erev Shabbat Erev Shabbat. And people were working in there who were cutting the, harvesting the fig trees, and they used to bring out 600,000, cups of tarit, of this, the fish juice or something that they would bring to those guys every week. He had one tree there. They used to bring down 40 sa'ah of birds that were nesting up there from 3 different areas, per month. That's how big the tree was. It could be related to gufna. There were 80 pairs of brothers who were all Kohanim, married to 80 pairs of sisters who were Kohanot. Ubadka Rabbanim Yisur Vad Nahardea. The Rabbanim checked all the way from Surah to Nahardea. V'ashkachu Bar Mibanted Rav Chista Davu Nesiv and Ram Barchama Ulumar Ukva Barchama. And the only case they found parallel to that in Bavel was Rav Chista, whose 2 daughters were married to Ram Barchama and the other, and then later to Rava, and to Mar Ukva Barchama. V'gav de'ini ha'bikanta, even though Avchista was a kohen, so his daughters were kohenot, inu lav ha'bikanta, and the men weren't. So they found nothing like that in the chutz la'aretz. Rav kol suda she'in ba'melach ein ha'suda. Now back to the laws of a meal. Any meal that doesn't have any salt, it's not a meal. And b'chia bar abba m'yochanan kol suda she'in ba'sarif ein ha'suda. If it doesn't have something sharp. Okay, the last Mishnah. Achal anavim utenim v'rimonim. Let's say you ate grapes or figs or pomegranates, meaning these are the shiva minim but not bread. Mevarach acharem shalosh brachot. Rav Gamliel says you have to say full brachat amazon. Chomomim bracha achat mein shalosh. One bracha, which summarizes all three. Kivo ma'afilu achal shalik v'muzano. Even if you ate boiled vegetables and that was your meal, brachal of shalosh brachot. You have to say brachat amazon after your meal, regardless of what it is. Hashotem ma'im litzmo. Let's say you drink water, not to wash down food, but you're thirsty. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Borena Fashot Rabot V'chesronan. The bracha that we make after all those foods, as Rabbi Tarfon said, we make before water. Okay, Ma'atom Gamliel. So why does Rabbi Gamliel say you say all three brachot after the Shiva Minim? Dechliv Eretz Chita Useora, V'gefent Enavrimon, the Shiva Minim, and then it says, Asher Eretz Hashalomiskinu Tachab Alechem, and then it says, V'chalta V'salata V'rachta. Rabbanan, Eretz Yisikanyan, Rabbanan, who disagrees, said the middle pasuk that talks about bread breaks it up. So the Shiva Minim is one thing, but the bread is the one that we say Berchat HaMazon on. Gamliel Nami, Eretz Yisikanyan. So what's wrong with Gamliel going to do with that middle pasuk, which is pasuk tet, by the way, in chapter 8? It's there to tell you that if you're chewing wheat, that you don't make the bracha. Yaakov Ra'idi Amar B'chanina, if something is made of the five species, five types of grain, then you make Brahman of Zonot, and afterwards, Bracha Chat Mein Shalosh. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kol Shemi Shivata Minim, meaning the other five species besides wheat and barley, Bracha Chat Mein Shalosh. Now, what is this Bracha Chat Mein Shalosh? Rabdimi, my near Bracha Chat Mein Shalosh. So Abai asked Rabdimi, who came from Eretz Israel, what is the bracha chat min shalosh? Amarle apere de eitz, if let's say it's a grape, or a fig, or a pomegranate. Al ha eitz, vial priya eitz, vial tnuvat hasadeh, we're all familiar with this. Val eretz, so you see a very old nusach to this. Val eretz chemdato war chavashu, idchalta lavotenu leachom piyam, lisbao tuva, achem ha shalom lakenu ha-yisua ha-macha, shalom yirachav yal gdashachav, zvachachav, vivnei mishalayim yirak kivshachav, meirav yamenu, there's a few different gersaot there. Vanu tochav zachinu va, ki ata tov mitil akol, and we're not going to go to the end yet. That's if it is a fruit of a tree, meaning olives, dates, and the other three. The chameshta meaning, but if it's one of the five species of grain, meaning wheat, barley, and the subsets, al hamichya, al hakakal, v'nuvat hasereh, etc. And now how do you end the bracha? Al haaretz ve'al hamichya. Good. So, mechta maichatim. How do you conclude the bracha? Kiat Rav Dimi Amar, so Rav Dimi came to Israel. He said, Rav Chatim Barosh Chodesh, Baruch Makad Yisrael, Roshay Chodashim. So when it came to the Bracha on Rosh Chodesh in Shmon Esrei, he would say, Baruch Makad Yisrael, Roshay Chodashim. We're going to see more about that in the next parak. Hachamai, what do you say here? Rav Chista Amar, Al Ha'aretz Fial Peroteha. The issue is, Rav Dimi said, that it's possible to make a Chatimah that includes two ideas, Yisrael and Roshay Chodashim. So Rav Chista here said, Al ha'aretz v'al peroteha. That's if it's the five fruits. V'yochra ma al ha'aretz v'al ha'perot. And this is very interesting. Because Rav Amram, v'lo pligi ha'lan v'halahu. Meaning, Al ha'aretz v'al peroteha is for Eretz Yisrael, the land and its fruit. And Rav Yochanan, in chutz la'aretz, it's Al ha'aretz v'al ha'perot. For the land and separately for the fruit. Because we're eating fruit of chutz la'aretz. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, what do you say? Inu achli v'anam rachinan? I don't get it. They, in Eretz Yisrael, are making the bracha, and we, here, because Rav Chista is from Bavel, they're eating the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, we're making the bracha? Ela epuch, it's the opposite. Rav Chista from Bavel, amar alaretz v'al peirot, chamar alaretz v'al peirotea. Rav Yochan, Eretz Yisrael was the one who said alaretz v'al peirotea, and indeed, that is our practice, to say the bracha al haaretz v'al peiroteha, in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Dimi Shim Rabbeinu al habe'a v'al minei kufra b'tchem v'rach sha'kol v'asop b'rein v'fashot rabot. So eggs, etc., things like that, we make sha'kol and b'rein v'fashot afterwards. Aval yarka lo, not for vegetables. Yitzchak Amar Filu Yarka, even for vegetables. Maya lo, but not for water. Rav Papa Amar Filu Maya, even for water we say Shakol and Borei Nefashot. So they were suggesting that there is no bracha said on some of these things. Marzutra Avid Krabi Yitzchak Bar Avudimi, Rav Shimbar Ashi Avid Krabi Yitzchak. Chad Kitrei V'Trei Kechad. The way to remember this is that Marzutra, who's a single name, followed Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi, the double name. Rav Shimbar Ashi, the double name, followed Rav Yitzchak, who's the single name. Okay, but in the meantime, we end up ruling like Rav Papa. If I remembered, I would do like all of them said, meaning Rav Papa. None. Now we have a Mishnah. Kol shtein bracha l'acharav ta'un bracha l'fanav. V'yesh ta'un bracha l'fanav v'ein ta'un bracha l'acharav. This is a Mishnah in Chulin in the whole series of inclusive and exclusive sets. Everything that requires a bracha afterwards requires a bracha before, but there's some things that require a bracha before and not a bracha afterwards. So Bishmar Yitzchak Bar of Dimi Lafuki Yarka. So they didn't want to answer that this is referring to Shiurim. If you have to make a bracha afterwards, you have to make a bracha before. But sometimes you make a bracha before, like on a less than a kazayit, no bracha afterwards, they think it's about types. So according to Yitzchak Bar of Dimi, that's excluding vegetables that you don't say bracha achrona for. In other words, they all agreed to say bracha rishana before. Question is, do you make a bracha achrona? Rabbi Yitzchak Lafuke Maya. Rabbi Papa says you have to make bracha achrona on everything, even water. The answer is Lafuke Mitzvot. When you finish doing a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha afterwards, even though you made a bracha before. Famously, in Eretz Yisrael, when they would take their tefillin off at the end of the day, they'd make a bracha lishmor chukav, based on the idea that shamarta to chukav zot l'madam yamim yamima means midoraita laila lav zman tefillinu. So lafuke mai. So according to that position, what is Rav Papa? How's he going to explain? Ta'un lefanav ve'in ta'un lacharav lafuke rechani, because we all agree you don't make a bracha after smelling something nice, and you do have to make a bracha before. Amiyani amarav amarebi kol shu kebeitza beitza tova mimenu. It's about food. That anything that's the size of a beitza, an egg is better than that, and an egg is better than anything else that could be that size. Ki atravin amar. Tava be'ata megugalta mishita kaisi sulta. Better to have a boiled egg, a fried egg, than six bunches of flour. Yatavdimi amar, tava be'ata megugalta mishita mitvita mi'arba mevushalta koshu kebeitza beitza tov menu levar mibisra. Alright, so he says, if it's a fried egg, then it's better than six of those. If it's a roasted egg, then it's better than four measures of flour. And if it's a boiled egg, then that's when we say that it's better than anything else that could be that size. Okay. Bekiva Omer. Now, Bekiva in the Mishnah said that if your dinner is just boiled vegetables, that's still, you say, Birchat HaMazon. Since when does anybody have that as the meal? Rashi, Bekelach Shel Kruv Shana. We're talking about a stalk of cabbage. Tanu Rabbanan, Tchol, Yafela Shinai, that's eating spleen, is good for the teeth. Kashel v'nemayim, bad for the digestive system. Kreshin is the opposite. It's kind of a grass. Kashin l'shinayim, yafin v'nemayim. Kol yerek chai morik, any raw vegetable, makes sort of green. V'chol katan maktin, all small things make things small. V'chol nefesh v'shivet nefesh, anything that was alive restores your life. Anything that, a part of an animal that was close to its essential organs, restores life. This is if you eat these things. Kruv l'mazonu tradin l'refuat. You should eat cabbage for food, and spinach, etc., for health. Oilo l'bayit shalefet over betachon. Woe to a house that has radishes coming through it. Amar, let's take a look at this whole strange bright. Amar. So what you do if you ate tchol, so it's bad for your digestive system. Neil Ase, you should chew it, v'nishtai, and throw it out. So it's good for the teeth, doesn't affect the digestive. Kreshin, kashen l'shinam yafin v'nemayim, I'm saying the opposite problem. Maitakante, what should you do? L'shtakin v'leivleinu, boil it so it's soft, and you could eat it so it won't hurt your teeth, and it's good for your digestive system. Kol yerak chai morik, or yitzchak, this is just talking about the first meal after bloodletting, when very sensitive what you eat. Marie Kir may mean leads to jaundice or hepatitis. If you eat vegetables early in the morning, asula sa perimenu. You shouldn't talk to the guy. My time up. Mishum reichag is bad breath. You shouldn't eat that stuff early in the morning. By the way, it's not like raw carrots, but raw things that normally are cooked. The three of them were sitting. I took my yerek chai, and it was in the morning. They brought some raw vegetables. They ate. Marzutra lo achol. He didn't eat. We're eating it. We're talking to you, so you see it's not true. I hold like this other statement. He just said it's usher. He didn't say why. So it may not be because of the taste. It may be because of some health reason, whatever. Kol katan maktin. What does that mean? Even if you have a small lamb. One el de late beriva. I would eat beriva late lanba. So this maktin is clearly something that's not a good thing. If it did not grow to 1/4 of its anticipated growth. But if it did, then it's fine. Kol nefesh shiva nefesh, what's that? I'm Rav Papa, filu gildani deve gili. Even if you have, fish that are always around the reeds, right? And they don't grow as big as they are, so, bigger than that, so that's still, an acceptable thing. Meaning that it's still considered, if it's grown to its greatest growth. Kol nefesh shiva nefesh, Rav Acha bar Yaakov unka. Unka means from the neck. Alright. Amar le Rava l'shame. Rava told his servant, ki maitit li umtsa de bisro. When you bring me a bone of meat, tochay de behechad mikro le baruch. Bring it close to the place where the blessing is made, meaning where the shchita is made, where they make the bracha on the shchita. So bring me a bone from near the neck. Kruv the mazon tradin le fua. So kruv the mazon in le fua. Lo, kruv is only good for food, but not for health. There's six things that heal you, and it's a good healing. And kruv, a tradin, a meisisin, devash, a kevav, maharad, teret hakaved, the different parts of the animal, but kruv is in there. Aleim, a kruv af lamazon. Kruv is good for both. Then we said, oil all the bayit shalefet over petachol, woe to a house that radishes come through. Aini v'hamar le rav v'lashameh. Rav used to tell his servant, ki chazit lifta b'shuka, when you see lefet in the marketplace, don't come and ask me what am I going to eat with. Buy it. I buy it. Mi bli basar. Alright? Which means that, it's only, bad if there's no meat with it. But when you cook it with meat, then it's good. And Rava said mi bli yayin. That if there's no wine with it, then it's no good. Eat mar Rava mar mi bli basar. Ushmol mar mi bli etzim. If it's not cooked. Wood to cook. Yochanan mar mi bli yayin. So we have different versions of what the problem is with this lafet. Amalei Rava Lav Papa Sudani. That's what he used to call her Papa. It might be a nice name, like Sod Hashem Le'Reav. But it could be from the fact that he was somebody who used to make mead. Anan Tavrina La Babisra V'Chamra. We break this lafet by having meat and wine. Atun Lafish L'Chamra. You don't have a lot of wine. In my Tavrita Lu, how do you eat it? With wood, meaning we cook it. So our papa's wife, after she would make it, she would cook all this, heat it up with all of this special wood underneath to make sure that the taste was okay. Okay, Tanaman, Dan Katan Maliach Pamim Shume Meat, Meshiva, Meshiva Sar, Esri Meshiva. A small salty fish could be a killer. How's that? This has to do now with certain days. If it's 17 or 27 days after it was salted, then it's deathly. Some people say 23. That's only if it's partially cooked. If it's properly cooked or fried, it's fine. And even if it's not properly cooked, that's only if you didn't drink meat after it. If you drank wine after it, then meat after it, then you're okay. Evidently, it kills it. It kills the bad taste. Okay, the end of the Mishnah. Shatamayim et sma'o. Said lafuke ma'ar v'anabarai b'yavin lafuke l'man d'chanak de umtsa. What do you mean by drinking water for thirst, as opposed to what? As opposed to somebody drinking water because they're choking. Drinking water because choking, there is no bracha to say. Top of my brain, if I showed about v'chesonan. So we had a machloket with the bracha is before water. Well, the Rav Barav Chanan Labaye. So he asked Labaye, v'amr lav Yosef, hilchatamai, what's the halacha? Amr lav fukhazi, mayamad devar. Go out and see what people do. That's the halacha. Meaning, go out and see. Do people say Bereda Fashot or Shakol Neim Dvaro? And the answer, of course, is Shakol Neim Dvaro. And with that, we conclude our study of the sixth parak, Adron Alach Ketzad Mivarchin. We'll pick it up with the beginning of the seventh parak and our study of Berchat HaMazon in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.